This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The Colorado Republican Party is raising money to challenge the state's open primary law. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The chair of the Colorado Republican Party, Dave Williams, has set up a legal fund so only Republicans can choose Republican candidates. The fund has been set up with the Claremont Institute, where John Eastman is a founding director and currently facing a disbarment hearing. Eastman also represented a group of GOP candidates who last year unsuccessfully challenged the open primary law. Williams has blamed open primaries for the drop in registered Republicans, as well as recent electoral defeats. In a fundraising email, he said an independent committee led by State Senator Kevin Lundberg will oversee the legal challenge. Colorado voters approved a proposition in 2016 allowing unaffiliated voters, the state's largest voting bloc, to vote in either the Republican or Democratic primary. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
No outdoor burning is allowed in Mesa and Garfield counties. A red flag warning is in effect for about another hour. Wind gusts up to 40 miles per hour remain possible. That means high winds and low humidity could allow fires to spread uncontrollably. Meanwhile, an air quality advisory remains in effect for the Denver metro area in northern Colorado through tomorrow. Warm weather swept across the state this weekend, and the concentration of ozone could reach unhealthy levels for sensitive groups, such as the elderly and young children. State public health officials are asking that people limit driving non-electric vehicles to help rein in emissions. There's a chance for severe storms tomorrow in the Eastern Plains. This is CPR News.